Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Powell Chapel Memorial Center with retired Pastor William H. Smith Sickhole. Hello, Brother Smith.
How are you doing, my sister?
I am doing great. Thank you so much.
All
right. Nice to hear from you.
So let me say good day and welcome to Sickhole Ministry, the Powell Chapel Memorial Center, located at 119 Powell Chapel Road here in Pulaski, Tennessee, and hosted Mondays through Saturday by Sister Darlene J. Clark, the author of the book titled Shattered Innocence, and along with yours truly, retired Pastor William H. Smith, and we do this at 2 p.m. by way of a number where you can call in, 563-999-3629, to make us aware of the items that you would like for us to incorporate in our prayers. And, of course, we want to remember the Denbo and Lipman family with the transition of Sister Dee Dee. She was the first female member of the Jazz County Board of Education, and I can remember her children as they were coming up, and, of course, some of the Lipman family members, very supportive of the Jazz County community. And also, seemingly, persons who have worked in industry and the plants and so forth, many of them are having to be treated for problems with the muscles in their backs. And then there's a situation where a lady probably would have surgery on one of her feet. And my mom used to say, you stand on concrete all these years, all they're doing is ruin your legs and your feet, and no matter what type shoes you wear. And Sister Darlene, are you aware of any other areas or persons we need to lift up in our prayers?
Yeah, I'll release them in a minute, but we got a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, I'm just here to listen today.
Okay, I'll put you on the headphone set then, okay?
That's mighty fine.
Okay, so we got to remember to lift Brother Young, Noah Young, still healing from his surgery. Faye Ferris, that's been bitten by the brown recluse spider. I don't know the update on her yet. Brother Flitton, that's burnt over 70% of his body. The victims of disaster, such as the tornadoes, the storms, the bridges fiasco, the earthquakes. Brother William Pennington, Brother Hargrove, that's in a nursing home. Mary Clark had passed away, so remember to lift her up in prayer. And my friend's mother, that's stage 4 cancer. My friend has got a fractured back. Brother Michael, unspoken prayers. Brother Ken, unspoken prayers. Another friend that I met last night, his name is James, is in chronic pain. Sister Angela, unspoken prayers, and another unspoken prayer request for one of her people that she knows. And there's so many missing and murdered children and family members and stuff. We need to pray that they get justice and they get found for the missing children. Our country, another friend that I met named Eric, he had to go to the doctor, but he's doing okay. My neighbor who had fell in the shower the day before yesterday. Another friend, he said his name's Billy, unspoken prayer request. Another friend who is a veteran, and Annie's relative died, and so my friend asked me to bring up Annie's family since they had a death in the family. And my friend who lives in my area, he had to go to the doctor today and spoke to him today, and he's got a lung infection, and he's got so much infection in one of his lungs. So I just went ahead and added him to our prayer list as well today.
All righty. And, of course, I mentioned yesterday there was a gentleman, well in his 80s. He's a veteran, and he had been living in an assisted living facility and probably $6,000 a month, but he was needing to relocate to a facility more affordable. So we'll lift him up in our prayers. And also, may we pray, O God, our Heavenly Father, again we approach thee by means of our faith. We know that prayer to you is as if it is a key, a master key that unlocks any door. So the obstacles that stand before us, they are doors that were open, they've been shut, the opportunities to be of assistance, and people neglect to be a resource. But Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would dispense your healing power to those persons in units at the hospital, your healing power to those who are in the operating rooms, your healing power to the waiting rooms where loved ones await to hear news about the outcome of tests and procedures and operations. Lord, you haven't failed us yet, and we continue to place our absolute trust in you. You can take that which is scarred and make it anew. You can take that which is fractured and broken and make it anew. And we just say thank you. Lord, we ask that you would touch our hearts and minds, that we will be more loving. Jesus told us that people will know that we are his disciples by our love. Love not based on somebody doing something for us, provided we in turn return the favor. But just as you look beyond our faults and you saw what we needed, out of love you withheld justice and you granted unto us what you knew we needed, not what we wanted. But you have supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory, and we say thank you. Lord, use us as your instruments. Let us reflect the fact that we are in possession of the great light. And we thank you, God, for we are having the opportunity where we came from darkness into the marvelous light, where we heard of thee by the preaching of the good news, the gospel, and we accepted the gift that you gave us, your son Jesus Christ. And when we accepted him personally, he became the Lord and Savior. Not only that, we know that we've been bought with the price, we have been redeemed, and we're no longer the same. So thank you, God, for what you will do, because we know what faith in the one true and living God will do. Thank you, God, for the hope that we're in possession of, because it's built absolutely on your love and your righteousness and our knowledge of who indeed the Christ child, the Son of Man is, and that is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you, God, for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And we invite you again to call in to our number, 563 9993629 for a prayer request and any other items that you would like for us to incorporate in our private and individual prayer instances. And again, that number is 563-999-3629. And we go to the inspired Holy Writ, and let me give a scripture from John chapter 8, verse 31, and it says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews who believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." Thus ends your reading, and may the Lord bless you, the hearers thereof. Okay, Sister Darlene, you want to share with us, if you be so kind, some nuggets from that book that you wrote, or since you have the gift of poetry, share with us a piece or pieces that would be inspirational.
Well, I want to talk about one of my teachers. That's going to be one of the things, and then one of my sisters, and then a little bit at the back. Okay, so Mrs. Weaver, she was my fifth grade homeroom and English teacher. She was such an inspiration to me. The way she viewed life was that the glass was always half full. She had a unique way of teaching. It never was boring, but this is coming from someone who loved English. Sometimes she attested our reading skills. I was scared when it was my time. Mrs. Weaver had a chair that she moved to sit in front of each person as she went to read. I was surprised when she said, "Darlene is the best reader in the class." Darlene pauses perfectly after the commas and after the periods and at the end of the sentences. She also uses the proper punctuations. I hung my head with embarrassment, but also with pride. Mrs. Weaver's teaching style was different from any other teacher I ever had. She had a board game for every story we read. It was interesting to see what she would come up with each time. Mrs. Weaver was great at giving compliments to all her students. In my opinion, her qualities made her a positive role model. And then I have a sister that I did not get to see since I was 4 years old, and I got to see her again when I was 11 years old. She's one of my older siblings, and one Christmas we got to go see her when I was living in Florida, and I had wanted an etch a sketch, and I didn't get one, but when I went to see my sister Sabina, she had given me the etch a sketch. I was so happy when I unwrapped the gift. I never had a good Christmas until then. My head was filled with sorrow when Mom Hilda had given me tiny glass and bubble bath and a doll which sat about 3 inches tall. It was the ugliest doll I'd ever seen. Mom Hilda commented, "The doll looks just like you." This was a sad doll. She had tear-stained cheeks. It was stained brown. I wonder how Mom Hilda thought I resembled it. But anyway, later, no matter what, my sister, when we got to see her, she and her husband took a picture of Angelic, Marlene, and I as we posed by an orange tree that was, and so each of us had to hold an orange for the picture, and I always admired that fact that she wanted to include me in these kind of things. And so that was an inspiration, and that was one of the songs that I had written years ago. One, it's called A Child of God. One day I was walking the side of the road. I was a sinner I was, until I repented and was baptized. I then was a child of God. There's something you need to have to be a Christian. You need to have love for your sister and brother. Love is a good rule if you obey, God's word.
Oh, right. That's wonderful. And thank you so much for sharing. And again, we'll remind our listeners that you're welcome to call the number 563-999-3629 for your prayer requests and concerns. And prayer does make a difference. And let's see. I invite your attention again to John 8 and verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. On yesterday, the meditation was, what did Jesus teach? What did Jesus teach? And Sister Darlene's got a good memory. But, of course, I mentioned on yesterday, the meditation for today is a continuation. What did Jesus teach? Life is a matter of building. Each of us has the opportunity to build something. a secure family, a good reputation, a career, a relationship to God. But some of those things can disappear almost overnight due to financial issues, losses, natural disasters, and other unforeseen difficulties. What are we to do? Daniel Webster offered excellent advice, saying, if we work on marble, it will perish. If we work on brass, time will efface it. If we rear temples, they will crumble to dust. But if we work on men's immortal minds, if we imbue them with high principles, with just fear of God and love of their fellow men and women, we engrave on those tablets something which time cannot efface and which will brighten and brighten to all eternity. There is no better way to say that we have learned from the master teacher, and that's Jesus. One way we have been instructed is the way of discipleship. Then Jesus said to the Jews who believed on him, if ye continue in my words, then you are my disciples indeed. Another way in which we capture the ability to excel is when we receive the freedom from giving people the power of the truth. It's good to know. It's good to know that you know. It's good to know that you know God. It's good to know that you're a creation of God. It's good to know who has provided for you, and that's God. And John chapter 8, verse 32 says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Another way in which we have received instruction by way of Jesus, that there is a home, always is there, and awaits believers. Old hymn says, oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies, or they tell me of a home far away. And John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, and I know people have heard it oftentimes as scriptural sentences before a funeral service or celebration of life. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Any number of times we've seen victims of tornadoes and hurricanes or fires, and they speak boldly saying, I'm thankful that I've been spared. And yes, anything that has been created by man, I don't care if it's a fortress. I don't care if it's supposed to be indestructible. Anything that man has created, it will dissolve. Some folk would rather have houses and land, and some folk, they choose silver and gold. But you have to be careful where your treasure is, because where that is, your heart will be also. Mansion, just with a fire or wind or rain, it will come crumbling down. The story of the three little pigs, you know, one made the house of straw. Well, I don't care how you fortify straw with mud or even cement, eventually it will have to give way. Oh, another one made a house of sticks. And, of course, it said that Big Bad Wolf came and he huffed and he puffed and he blew it down. And then there was another who made it with brick, and it stood there and stood there. But because of age, the mortar can come frail, and the bricks will give way because of the tension and the weight of the ceiling truss or the roof truss. But there's one thing that will last forever, and that is the foundation that God has built. And some, there's another song that says, I've got my mansion there, I believe. And, of course, Paul says, now this earthen house that we are in, this earthen vessel, it's like a tent, and it's going to dissolve. But we have another building whose maker is not man, but God himself, eternal in the heavens. And then there is another item that's taught, that there is necessity of fruit bearing, the necessity of fruit bearing. And we look at John chapter 15 and verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. And that enables us to say, yes, I'm a tree. I may be an apple tree. I may be a cherry tree. I may be a pear tree. I may be a peach tree. Or, and then there was a situation where Jesus saw a fig tree. And the purpose for any type of tree is to bring forth fruit. But Jesus looked at that fig tree. He said, I see the leaves. It looks like a tree. I see the branches. It looks like a tree. But I don't see any figs. I remember we had a pecan tree, and a few years it did not bear any pecans. But Dad had a old remedy that was handed down from generation to generation. He had a bucket of rusty nails, and he sent me to get the hammer, and I did, and he hammered those rusty nails into the trunk of that pecan tree. And the next season, that tree, which had not bared any pecans for 2 years, it gave us more than we could expect. Oh, just like an apple tree. The apple tree would be so heavy, and the limbs would give way with the weight. A cherry tree, oh, it was bring forth cherries. But likewise, we are to bring forth fruit, not apples, not pears, not peaches. What kind of fruit are we to bear? We are to teach other folk, witness to other folk, and share just what God has done for us. If you are in need of healing, there's somebody that's been healed by the power of God. And all you got to do is just be a living witness as to what you've received from God. If you need courage, all you got to do is share. There was a time that you were afraid, and sometimes you're afraid of your own shadow. But because of the confidence you gain by reading the Word of God and the Holy Spirit fortifying the Word in you, you're able to say, no matter what comes my way, no matter what winds may blow, because of the relationship and the fact that you know that you're a child of God, whatever comes your way, you'll be able to say it is well with your soul. What kind of fruit must you bear? Well, you must tell others. Well, just like me, I was a sinner too. But what made the difference in my life was me accepting the gift of God, his grace. and his favor as it came to me through my realizing that I had a good shepherd, and his name was Jesus. Well, if Jesus is my shepherd, then I know I will not want. If Jesus is my shepherd, then I know he will lead me into pastures where I will be able to find food. If Jesus is my shepherd, I know that I will be protected, because when it looks like I'm going to go astray with that hook, he will guide me and pull me from that straying position in life to that straight and narrow path. So it's good to know Jesus, and it's good to know that Jesus knows you. And it's good to be able to say that I'm a student of a teacher who knew the product that he was most familiar with. Jesus says, if you know me, then you know the Father who has sent me. So again, if you have prayer concerns, just remember the number and write down the number. And that number is, oh, I'm almost out of breath. Oh, me, 563-999, and I hope I get it right, 3629.
Correct.
Did I get it right? Oh, wonderful. All right, Sister Darlene, you have any closing comments before we call it a day for Tuesday and hope that, or Wednesday, I'm sorry, and hope that the Lord gives us a Thursday?
I want to thank you for coming and doing the inspiring words that you do every time with a sick call, and the lessons that you give us, that I will do the lesson plans on Monday nights for the people. I want to thank you for all the inspiration and your kindness and your love and your generosity that you exhibited. And I want to thank my friend for calling in and listening as well.
Yes.
And the other listeners that's actually listening right now as we speak. And we'll listen in the future. So God bless each and every one of you, and may God continue to bless and edify you.
And if we never pass this way again, you just remember this time that God is good and God is so wonderful, and his grace and mercy is still prevalent, and it's available to us, but all we got to do is just plug into the source. God bless you real good.
God bless you too. Thank you.